May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So there is this amazing plant called a hellebore. It's more commonly known as a Lenten rose. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of this amazing plant? I know some of you have, because a couple years ago, a few gardeners in the congregation tipped me off to this plant. Now, what's amazing about this plant is that it's blooming already, right now, in my backyard. Check it out. I clipped one this morning and brought it with me. Blooming already. And this morning when I cut it, it was frozen solid. Still blooming and just fine once it warmed up and got into some water. It's an interesting looking little flower. I was so impressed by this plant that when I heard about it a couple years ago, Dan's the big gardener in our house. So I bought him a few of these to plant in the yard for his birthday a couple years ago. His birthday's March 1st, so it's a good time for this plant. And his collection of them has grown since then. So maybe this is the year for you to go out and to plant a Lenten rose as well, because it might be a bit of an inspiration for us on our Lenten journey this year, because this year we are focused on some spiritual gardening. This Lent, we are cultivating and letting go. Cultivating and letting go. Now, cultivating is clearly a word that we're used to hearing about plants, right? Cultivating in relation to gardening or farming or growing. We cultivate plants that we want to keep around, right? We carefully choose the seeds or the seedlings that we want to grow, and we plant them, we fertilize them. We make sure they have the light and the water they need. We tend to them, care for them. We cultivate the plants that we want to thrive and grow. As with plants, we need to tend to parts of our spiritual life that we want to grow too. And Lent is a great time for spiritual gardening. Tonight, Jesus reminds us of some spiritual practices that we might want to cultivate. Spiritual practices that bring us closer to God and set us right with God and our neighbor. Giving, praying, and fasting. The three traditional disciplines of Lent. Giving what we have to benefit those who do not have what we do. Praying to our Father in heaven. Fasting in a way that reminds us of our relationship to God and not that attracts the praise of others. Good spiritual practices like giving and praying and fasting are one thing that we might want to cultivate in our season of spiritual gardening. But think for a moment. What else might you want to see grow within yourself? What parts of yourself need a little more loving nurture, or maybe some extra fertilizer, in order to grow? Where can you prepare yourself by growth, or for growth by labor or prayer or study? What seed has God already sown in your heart, even now? Okay, now not all gardening is about growing, is it? If you're a gardener, you know that. Not all gardening is actually about plants growing. Dan is the green thumb in our house, so he does most of the growing. But what I'm good at is pruning things. I like cutting stuff down and ripping out weeds. The other part of cultivating is letting things go. In each of the practices that Jesus commends to us tonight, there's also some letting go to be done. Give with one hand, not even knowing what the other is doing. Pray without anyone else hearing you. Fast without looking dismal about it and getting credit for it. Each of these practices, rightly practiced, involves some letting go of ourselves. Giving can't be about what you're going to get in return. Praying can't be about being overheard and praised. Fasting can't be about recognition. Rather, these practices are for the benefit of our relationship with God and our neighbor. They're for the benefit of the one who receives our giving, the relationship of prayer, or the dependence on God that fasting reminds us of. So how might you let go of yourself, your own ego, your own wants, even your own needs during this season of gardening? How might we get out of our own way and, as the saying goes, let go and let God? What else in your life might you need to let go of in order to be right with God and your neighbor? And think back to that luncheon rose, to that hellebore that might be an inspiration for us. That Lenten rose blooms even in the snow. Even in these freezing, freezing cold temperatures today, that flower blooms. I cut it just this morning. Perhaps the spiritual gardening that each of us do on our own and here together in this season of Lent, perhaps that spiritual gardening can prepare us to endure in the colder times of life too. Perhaps it can prepare us to be people that bloom and blossom, even in the snow, even in the dark, even in the freezing times of life. Perhaps we will be able to bloom when nothing else can. Thanks be to God. Amen.